Staff at the Alex-based Saving Grace Animal Society are thrilled with how the Ties and Tails Gala went on February 24. The event provided a means of generating funds and continuing to raise awareness about the facility's increased demand for services. Highlights of the evening, held at the Lacombe Memorial Center, included a performance by Innisfail singer Reed Salmon, presentations that highlighted 2023, dinner, drinks, and the company of like-minded animal lovers. The evening went really well. We ended up having 150 guests, said Amanda McClahan, co-executive director. Everything went smoothly. Reed performed for about 2 hours, which was amazing as well. Altogether, McClahan said proceeds from the event topped $11,200, exceeding the initial fundraising goal of $10,000. We were also given a $50,000 donation that evening to go towards our vet clinic. That came from Tundra Petroleum, out of Red Deer. The basis of the whole event was also to get supporters together and go over our year in review. We talked about how many adoptions we did, what our accomplishments were, and what this year going ahead looks like as well, she explained, adding there was a slideshow that featured several key rescue moments from the past year as well. She said plans are in place to make the gala a yearly event as well. As a nonprofit society focused on the rescue, rehabilitation, and rehoming of animals in need throughout central Alberta and beyond, SGAS relies upon the donations of supporters to help pay for monthly medical bills for animals in its care. McClahan noted that adoptions have currently slowed somewhat, so staff members are looking for those to pick up. In the meantime, the push to develop a veterinary clinic to serve SGAS specifically in Alex began with the launch of Phase 1 of the project last year. This involved the acquisition of land next to the rescue shelter. With fundraising pushes and donations, Phase 2 saw the construction of the building exterior, and the structure has been put up adjacent to SGAS. Builders have finished Phase 2, so staff are working to pay off the last bit of Phase 2. Fundraising will then kick in for Phase 3. Once Phase 3 is complete, SGAS will move to Phase 4, which is the final step in the journey to establish sustainable veterinary care for SGAS, said McClahan. Cassandra Hinnigan Photo.